When grief clouds your mind, it's hard to know what step to take next. This episode dives into how to move from emotional fog to clarity by realigning your energy. Grounded in grief research and the law of vibration, I share practical tools and insights to help you shift from stuck to steady. Let's dive in. Welcome back, friend. You're listening to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast, and I'm your host, Valen Webb. Before we jump in, if you are one of my longtime listeners, could you please do me the biggest favor? Whatever platform you're listening on, could you please leave me a 5-star rating, leave me a review, leave me comments? All these things really help boost the visibility of the podcast so that more can find us and really get the message that they need and the support they need. It would help me so much, and I appreciate you all so much. So our episode today, I titled it From Fog to Flow, Finding Clarity Again After Stillbirth. And I think it's a really good one. I think there's a lot of us that need this message, especially when we're sitting in that really deep, heavy, like grief or brain fog that comes with grieving. So if you've ever felt like your mind just can't keep up, you may feel detached, forgetful, maybe indecisive, you're emotionally drained, you may feel like you just can't function. I just want you to know that you're not alone. Grief fog or brain fog, it's called, well, I like grief fog. We'll stick with that. It's real. It is not in your head. It's not weakness. It's your body and your brain trying to survive something that should never have happened. The natural order of things are out of whack. We were never meant to live without our children. So today we're going to talk about what fog is, how grief affects the brain, how our energy plays a role, and how over time we can gently start moving back into flow. Because for me, I feel grief fog is kind of a block. So we want to start flowing again. I don't want this to sound too woo, but woo is definitely in here. And again, before we dive in, if you are new here, you're one of our newer listeners. Hi, so happy you're here. I use a lot of mindset tools, and I believe in the rules of the universe and the law of attraction, the law of polarity, all those things. And I utilize those mindset tools to support personal development, which helps our growth and our healing. And so, as you will see, this episode beautifully lays it out, and I hope you enjoy it. So let's start by naming it. What is grief fog? Okay. Grief fog, it's sometimes called grief brain. It's a real and well-documented response to traumatic loss. And it can include things. These are some of the symptoms. Memory loss. You may have trouble focusing. Sleep disturbances. Feeling disoriented or numb. Emotional overwhelm or even emotional flatness. Loss of time or sense of direction. Loss of time was a real thing. I would lose chunks of time throughout the day because I would disassociate to, it was one of my early coping mechanisms, one of my coping habits that I used. But time was elusive and it just felt, oh my God, just, it was hard. When we lose a baby, whether it's through miscarriage, stillbirth, TFMR, our entire world shatters. And our brain responds by shutting down anything that's not essential to surviving the day. In 2015, there was a study published in Death Studies. It found that parents who lose a child often experience cognitive impairments, grief fog, brain fog, that can last for months or even years. And it's especially true for stillbirth, where the trauma is often compounded by the shock of the late-term loss and the lack of closure that we have. Because if you've had a stillbirth, you know they may not have been able to give you an exact 100% answer of what happened. And that is really hard to deal with. So this is your nervous system in survival mode. Your brain is doing everything it can to protect you from our pain, even if that means shutting you down for a while. So if you're in it, you're not broken. You're grieving, and your brain and your body, your mind, they are all trying to protect you, trying to help you just survive for now. And so we're going to jump into like the law of vibration. And so this is one of the universal laws. It says everything is energy. Everything has a frequency. And that includes our thoughts, our emotions, and our physical body. So when we're grieving, our vibration is understandably heavy. It's low, and sometimes we think we're stuck there forever. It's just how it feels. Like, how can we get out of this? How are we ever going to get over, I'm using quotes, or move on? I say move forward, but how are we going to do that? I mean, how are we not going to be stuck forever? But the reality is, hopefully you will not. And this is where grief is not a flaw. It's an energy that we have to move through. It's an energy we have to process and get through day by day, moment by moment. And this is where alignment comes in. And you've probably heard that word before, alignment, like in the healing and personal development world. But let me explain what I actually mean by it. So alignment is when your inner world, so your thoughts, your values, your energy matches the actions that you're taking in the outer world. Okay. It's when you feel, it's when how you feel and what you do are moving in the same direction. And it often feels easy. It feels like clarity. There's peace. Even if your circumstances haven't changed, but you're moving through life in alignment, you're doing what you say you're going to do, you're doing what you plan to do, and things are becoming easy because you're in alignment. Some people don't like the word alignment, and that's okay. You can think of it. Another word is like attunement. That's another word you can say. And attunement means you're tuning into what your body, your heart, and your life are really needing and responding with presence instead of resistance. So it's just kind of a subtle difference in way of thinking about it. So when I say like we're going from fog to flow, I'm not talking about snapping out of our grief. I'm talking about finding the little ways, little steps to realign or reattune ourselves to life again when we're ready. I wouldn't say you should do these things if you're in your acute grief, your initial grief, you know, maybe your baby has died in the last few months, even the last year or two. It may or may not be the time for you. Like if this doesn't feel right, you don't have to do it. You will know when you're ready to kind of start shifting that energy. And so here's what I've learned in my own healing. So we can't bypass grief, like, but we can gently shift our vibration, our energy bit by bit. So we're not frozen in that heavy stuff forever. And again, this isn't about positive vibes only, although I love the quote and I love good vibes as well, but it's about alignment. And that's alignment with our truth, with peace, with movement. We're going to have those bad vibrational days no matter what, even if we aren't grieving. Like life, there's always going to be highs and lows. And so it's not about avoiding the lows either. It's about learning how to process through them, how to get through it. And so here are some ways that we can begin to move from fogginess to flow state. And these are not quick fixes, but they're more like gentle practices that meet you where you are and honor your grief. So the first thing you can do is awareness. Start by noticing the fog. Okay. Notice like, oh, wow, I feel like I can't think straight. I can't put together a grocery list. I can't like think about appointments. I can't like, I can barely take care of myself. And don't judge it. Just name it. Be like, wow, this is the grief fog. This is what she's talking about. I'm in a fog right now. This is my grief brain at work. It's protecting me. If we, you know, that awareness alone softens the pressure to change it drastically and right away and get rid of it. And we can also reframe like, okay, like I just said, like, this is my grief brain at work. And then adding to reframe is it's protecting me. It's trying to help me. Number two is micro movement. So grief, it kind of tells us to freeze. And then flow asks us to move, but we want to do it gently. Okay. Nothing crazy. And literally, I mean it. So listen to some of these. So step outside barefoot for 30 seconds. Nothing big. Oh my God, there's a Barbie doll out in the yard. Let's just walk to go get it in our bare feet. Like literally do that for 30 seconds. Like just 30 second little walk out in the grass. Drinking a full glass of water. It's moving through your body. This movement doesn't have to be like full cardio for 90 minutes, okay? Stand in the shower. Whether it's hot and cold, whatever you want to do, and breathe. Breathing is movement. I'm not even joking. Breathing. Why do you think breathing exercises are so important and so essential, right? They change and shift your mood and your feelings in your body. It brings you down to a baseline, it alleviates stress and calms your nervous system. Breathing is movement. And so just movement, any type, shifts your vibration, even if it's barely noticeable. Number three would be intuition as a compass. So after a loss, it can often feel like we, you know, our brains can't lead us, right? We're kind of frozen. We're kind of stuck. We can't think about the future, you know, but our body can, our gut can, right? That's where our intuition lives, is those feelings deep down in our gut, our stomach. So like waking up every morning, what do I need today? What do I need today? Close your eyes, pause, wait, and listen. See what it tells you. Number four, reading and gentle input. You can read something calming like poetry or spiritual texts, even affirmations. These things can pull you from a really dense energy to something a little clearer. And then for me, reading things about grief. Some suggestions could be like The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. This really talks about how we store our grief, store our trauma in our body, and how movement and moving can help release. Untamed by Glennon Doyle is a good one. I haven't finished it. I've only read half of it. But it's definitely a good one. Number five, community and safe witnessing. So when we isolate ourselves, I kind of talked about this in the previous podcast, our vibration lowers. And when we share space with someone who can hold our grief, who can witness our grief, especially others who've lived it, we shift. Grief is not meant to be carried alone. That's why support groups, friends, doulas, therapists matter so much. We were never meant to do this alone. We were never meant to grieve this tremendous thing alone. So when we isolate, we get even lower than just the grief, okay? Because we're expecting ourselves to carry it alone. Number six, time and compassion. All of these things are great, but I also want to remind you that we can't rush. We become clear in the time that it takes, you know? And grief fog, it'll probably last longer than you expect. But it doesn't mean you're broken. It means your brain, your body, and your soul are still healing from the deepest kind of loss. So you really have to be gentle with yourself, really lowering your expectations in how you think and how long you think it's going to take. And the clarity and the flow will return. And it's often, though, in more of a whisper, okay, than like a lightning strike, maybe subtle. So for me, it just, the fog stayed for a long time, probably a year and a half to 2 years. And it got lighter and lighter, but it was still there. I still forget sometimes what I'm saying mid-sentence. I would feel like I wasn't even in my body. And I think what was pivotal for me in the turning point, it came when I stopped expecting to go back to normal. I started realizing that there's a new normal that I'm in. And I just started asking myself, like, how can I just take one little step today? Even like in the beginning, I definitely didn't understand the word aligned or even know what that meant, but just what one step will help me forward today? And honestly, guys, that thing was brushing my teeth, getting dressed, doing my hair, just doing something for me. Other days, it was writing me and Evelyn's story or writing a letter to the doctors that I was upset at or building the business. That has been one of the biggest things that helped me start clearing out the fog, because I'm also processing through the podcast, through the bereavement work, through the training work I'm doing. I mean, that's what's helping me. That's where my shifting started beginning, when I could, it started with my hygiene and starting to take care of myself again. It started with the care that I was giving to myself and letting myself feel, because there were times I thought I didn't deserve to feel good or to lose weight, you know, lose the baby weight or anything. So I just, if you're in the fog, I want you to know, again, you're not doing anything wrong. This is part of grief and a part of healing. And when you're ready, there are tools, there's support, there's movement. And when you start wanting to become aligned, what's true for you, even the tiniest little baby steps, you're going to start shifting that energy and shifting your vibration. And you're going to start inviting that flow and that clarity back in when you're ready. You don't have to fix it all. You don't have to do it alone. You just have to stay just stay curious about what might feel a little better today. You're in the in-between, and I'm sending you so much love and energy and beliefs in you, my belief in you and your next steps. Remember, please share this podcast episode with another mom you may know who needs it. Again, you guys know I'm trying to grow this podcast, and you are the people that are helping me, and I need your help. Help me. So if you could share with somebody who needs the message, please do. And again, make sure to please leave a review, leave 5 stars, send me an email if you want to talk, and we'll see you next week. Bye, friends.
This episode is brought to you by White Elm. White Elm is one of the most incredible women-owned businesses that I've ever bought from that I absolutely adore. If you're a busy mom like me and you're juggling everything, life, work, chips, marriage, everything, typically you need a badass bag that you can bring everywhere that has everything. But if you're like me, you like big bags, you like having everything that you could absolutely need, White Elm delivers totally. They're gorgeous and stylish, but they're fucking functional. They're incredible. They're spacious interior, tons of pockets. It's like the perfect blend of fashion and practicality. So like running errands, going to work, going to the gym, going on a play date, like it literally will fit your everyday life. And so I just wanted to share, you get 10% off if you shop using my code VALENWEB. So you can go to shopwhiteelm.com. And then when you check out, use the discount code VALENWEB and you'll get 10% off. I have the light pink Aquila tote. I don't know how to pronounce it necessarily. They don't have that color anymore, but they have some incredible colors. And just FYI, you can fit like your Stanley in their side pocket. So if you are Stanley or Hydro Jug girl, like they fit. So thank you, White Elm. I love you guys so much. Thank you for sponsoring this episode.
And that's a wrap for today's episode, friend. If something in this conversation spoke to you, moved you, or helped you feel a little less alone, can you please take a second and just leave a 5-star rating or review? I know I've said it before, but it helps more than you know. And it really tells all the platforms that this podcast matters to people like you and me. Also, make sure to check the show notes for all the links. Get your exclusive White Elm discount if you're interested in a bag or a purse. The discount code is VALENWEB, so you can always just type that in too at checkout. And then something really exciting. We are officially in the soft launch phase of the Evelyn James shop. This is I like to say it's like the Etsy or Amazon of perinatal loss for bereaved parents and families and friends. It's where I want people to go to find that perfect gift or keepsake, to find the vetted resources and the tools and people and services that will really help you heal and move forward. So again, soft launch, check it out. It's just Evelyn Dayton. EvelynJames.shop. And also, I'm officially a published author. You can now grab Stories of Friends and Families Lost, which is a beautiful compilation created by Trennis Goggins and other contributors, including me. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble currently, so please go check that out. The link is also in the show notes. And also, make sure to find me on Instagram at valenweb.official. I would love you to be involved in the journey and the process of creating the legacy for Evelyn. And lastly, as always, please share this episode with a friend who might need it. That's how we grow. That's how we change the conversation around grief and motherhood and help each other. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next time.